Orthodox with Mincha according to Sfand Yoma. So we learn out Kodesh Kedoshim is only Nechal Lezichrei Kahuna. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next date. We're holding Daf Tzaviches on an Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of this Braisum, that the Brais is darshaning a Pasuk. When the Pasuk says, Zeis HaTorah, Lo'ilo v'la Mincha v'la Chafes v'la Oshim l'mluim l'zevach HaShlomim. So darshim now, it's hookish, all the Kabbonis together, and we're learning out different Halachis. So we're darshaning already what Oila means, that's toying Kli, it's toying for a Sakin, for Shchita, and then we learned out that Mincha means that just the Mincha of Necheles L'zichre Kuna, all of Kachi Kedoshim Zon L'zichre Kuna. Smolves came out Tanoihi. It's a Machlekes, where do you learn out this Rosha to say that Kachi Kedoshim Zon Nechal L'zichre Kuna to a Zohar and not to an Ikeva? So on top of Tarachet it says, Ika Denavkele Mihochom, Vika Denavkele Mihochom. Some learn out from over here from this Rosha of Mincha, and some learn out from these other psukim of Kozocha Bekanim Yechlenu. As a machlokes, we learn out exactly that Kodesh Kodashim is only Nechal Bezichrei Kuhuna. Now the pasuk says Chatis, so there's a Hekish to Chatis, teach us Ma Chatis, just like by Korban Chatis. Miskadesh is Bebluam, when the Korban Chatis, the tam of the meat, gets absorbed into another meat. It's miskadeshes, it gives the kedusha over, it gives its kedusha over to the other piece of meat. Is af kol miskadeshes bevlua, who would in any kochim, even the kochim kalam also, it's miskadeshes bevlua. So this is the terrace we had before. How do we know to say that by all kochim, if the meat touches another piece of meat, by blua, when it gets absorbed into the second piece of meat, it gives over its dinim? That's from this drosha here. There's a post that says chatas extra, it's ekish. Just like Chatas has this halachom, Huadim Bashar Kachim also, it's Miskadeshes Bebluah. Now the Gemara goes on to explain the rest of the Brice, even though it's not the gate to us, and it says, Oshem, when the Pasuk says Oshem, what's the Joshua? Ma Oshem, Ein Shvir, Vishilya Kodesh Bo, just like Ein Oshem. A Korban Oshem could only come as Zohar, it can't come from an Ikeva. And so it never, like a pregnant, you never have a placenta or the baby there, because there's always a Zohar. So the placenta like is not Kodesh by Korban Oshem. If so, Af Kol, all other Kochim, even though it could come from an Ikeva, and even though the Korban becomes pregnant, still the din is, Ein Shvir Vishilya Kodesh Bo, that the placenta and the baby inside the stomach has no Kedusha. It has no Kedusha. In other words, Kisavar, this time holds, V'lodois Kodeshim Ve'viyosin Ein Kedoshim. That it is Aloch of the Vlad, when a korban gives birth, when it's alive, and then a keva gives birth, that its vlav also has the same kedusha. That's only when it gives birth, when it's alive. That's called vlodis kochim. The babies has its kedusha. They have the yosin and kedushim when they come out, when they're alive. They're not the mei imon. When they're inside the stomach, the placenta and the baby, it has no kedusha. And Rashi explains, like otherwise I would have thought the same, when you makriv this korban, who are then you take the baby and take out its klois, maybe you have to burn the emurim of the baby also. That's the Chiddush Nom, that what's inside the mother's stomach has no Kedusha. And our Brice holds that Vidonin Efsha Mishi Efsha, you can learn out a case that a korban let's say shlamin, that could come from an akeva, you learn out the halachas of those kabonis from a case where it's Efsha, from a korban oshem. In other words, an oshem, it's efsha, it's not possible to have an ikeva, because it can't come from the ikeva. So what? Still we learn out that lemaisa, an oshem, does not have the kedusha of its shilya shvir, even though lemaisa doesn't have one, but so what? Still we learn out efsha from efsha. We learn out kabonis that could come from an ikeva, that when the animal is pregnant, its baby, the placenta, does not have kedusha. Now, in the Sazness Pasik, miluyim. The kabbonis of the Meluim, the special covenant was brought by the Meluim, by the Chanukas HaMizbeach. So what is that doing here? The teachers, Ma Meluim, just like by this korban of Meluim, the din is Moisrehem Bisreifo, the leftover of it is burnt. V'yein Balachayim B'moisrehem, there's never Balachayim, the leftover of it. So I tell you, I've called all other kabbonis also, Moisrayim Besreifom, the leftover of it is Toyin Sreifah to be burned, and V'yein Balachayim B'Moisrayim, the Balachayim cannot be from the leftovers. So the drasha is like this, Ma Miluyim, by the Korban Miluyim, Moisrayim Besreifah, if you ever had anything left over, if the meat of it was left over, it became like Noisar, the Pasuk says you have to burn it, so within any Noisar you have to burn. But V'yein Belechayim B'Masraya, meaning by the Meluyim, they never had left over. They were never like Mafrish, since it was a Korban Tzibah, they were never Mafrish too, to have one for the Chrayis, to say it should be left over. So the Ma'ase said they never had an extra Baal Chai for the Meluyim. So Pshita wasn't burnt. So learning out again, Av Kol Masraya Masrayfa, any Korban, if the meat itself was left over, and Echanami Stakvator and Srayfa, but v'yein balachayim b'mosrayim, meaning if you have a balachay left over, that's not toin sreifa. Just like by the meluyim, they never had mosrayim animals. Hodim b'shat kochim, even though you were makdish, if a yochid is makdish, two karbonis, one lachrayis, even if you use only one, the other one is not mosrayfa. You do not have to burn it, rather you could use it for another korban. Then we dash in the pasuk says, shlomim, that ma shlomim, just like by Korban Shlomim, Mifaglin, or Mispaglin, means true the Korban itself could become Pigul, and Uwadin the Nesochim, the Mincha that comes with it, also becomes Pigul. Is Av called Mifaglin, or Mispaglin, any other Korban, when you make Pigul with it, not only does the Korban itself become Pigul, but Uwadin the Nesochim that comes with it, they're all succeeded like the Zevach, to say that the Yisr Pigul goes upon the Nesochim also. Now the Gemara says the Masnisa Tana and the Braisi we learned Mishmet Rebbe Kiva, name of Rebbe Kiva. The drasha is like this: Mincha. When the pasuk says the word Mincha, what's the drasha? Ma Mincha, just like a korban Mincha. Miskadesh is beblua, that if it gets absorbed into any other lechem, it's miskadesh. It gives kedusha over to it. Is av kol miskadesh is beblua. Who would in any kochim, if the time of the kochim gets absorbed into another korban, into another piece of meat, it has the kedusha of that time. So that's the limud from Mincha. So now, even though we had the drasha before from Chatis, he learns it out also from Mincha. So the Gemara says v'yitzruch, and we talk and eat both of them. V'yitzruch lemichtav Mincha, v'yitzruch lemichtav Chatis. I have to have both drasha to teach us that the blua of a korban Chatis and the blua what gets absorbed from a mincha into another lechem also has kedusha, because it's like this: di ashmin and mincha. If the pasuk would only let us hear by a mincha, I would say like this: di yadei de rechicha. Since bread is very soft, mivla, so when one touches the other, it gets absorbed inside it. It's belua; it gets absorbed, and therefore it's miskadeshes. It has kedusha like the mincha. Avu chatis, but a korban, the meat, a maloi. Since meat is hard, maybe it does not get absorbed. Maybe the time does not go in enough to give it a din kedusha. Now, therefore, I have to have another chiddush of a chatis. Now, vi yashmin and chatis, let it just say the pasuk by chatis. I tell you, mishum the korer. Because meat is korer, means thick. Rashi says, shabosar av, the meat is thick. And therefore, nichnas betoicha yashumin v'yankoin. Like when the fat of the korban chatis goes into another meat, since the piece of meat is thick, so the time the fat goes into it, the mamoshes, like Rashi said before, the fat goes in, therefore it makes it awesome. Ma'ashenken by mincha that's not thick, avo mincha ein maloi, but mincha's not thick, so I would have thought maybe say the blue does not get absorbed inside the second mincha so much. Yisricha, that's why I need both psukim teach us that by both places, the blue is miskadeshes. Now with Ashen Chatis, and the pasuk says chatis, so another drasha, ma chatis, just like a korban chatis, ein bo ela min achulin, you could only bring a korban chatis from chulin, meaning the animal has to be chulin, you can't have any kedusha on it before, or the money you buy it with has to be chulin. Rashi says chatis, or so see, that's one drasha of chatis, that's bo min achulin, vaitu beyoim. Chatis only comes by daytime. Or the yodi hayimonis, that the Kohen has to use his right hand, b'shastas rika. So this Rashi says, Chatis bo b'yoyim dechsiv, b'par yom kippurim, ki b'yoyim hazeh yichapro lechem. and of Yodei Hayimonis Tichsiv Etzpa Kuna. And we said before, whenever it says both Etzpa and the word Kuna, for sure it means to say it has to be with the right hand. So I'll quote point with Dashing from there also. Af Kuril, any other korban, Eino Bo Ela Minachulin. You could only bring a korban from a behemoth that was chulin before, and from money that was chulin. Ubayim, it has to also only be brought by Yom. The Shechita has to be done by daytime, and not after Shkia. Or the Yodei Hayimonis, the Shas Rika, the Kohen has to use his right hand and not his left hand. For the Gemara now, the Chatis Minolan, how do we know all these Yisraelis by Korma Chatis itself? So Amar Rav Chizda Makror, Rav Chizda, the Posit says, V'ikriv Aaron es par Chatis Asheloi. That Aaron, the Kohen God, has to bring his own Chatis Asheloi. What does the word Asheloi mean? It means Mishaloi, that the Korban has to belong to his own, meaning it has to come from his own pocket, from his own money. It cannot be Kodesh. Not the money could be Kodesh, and not the animal could be Kodesh. It means Mishaloi V'loi Mishal Tzibur, and V'loi Mishal Maiser. It has to be his own private money, and not the Tzibur's money, and not money from Maiser. You see, money that has Kedusha on it, of Maiser Sheini, you cannot use that money to buy a Korban. Now, B'yoyim, how do we know to say that a chatis could only be brought by daytime? Suppose it says, mi b'yoyim tzavos enavko. This is really a question. But tomorrow, b'yoyim, do I need a special limud from chatis? The pasuk says, mi b'yoyim tzavosoi, which is a cloud by all korbanos. So there's a pasuk that all korbanos has to be by daytime. So why do I need a limud from chatis? So my answer is true. I tell you, kidei naspo. Really, it's not necessary. It was just Tom said, but really, I know shar korbanos from this pasuk mivayoyim tzavosai. Then also you're telling me you learn out from chatis biyodei hayimonis that mashma the whole limud that other korbanos need the right hand is only from chatis. Gemara says, is this true? Midiraba barba chona nafka. We learn this out from Rabba barba chona. Tiyama Rabba barba chona. Rabba barba chona says omer reshlokish im reshlokish that kol mokum shenem etzba. Wherever the pasuk says the word etzba, arel sukuno. As the pasuk says, the word kunam ain't a reliyamin. So we learn out by your kabbonis, it says either the word etzba or the word kuna. So those teach us that you need the right hand. So I don't have to learn it out from chatis. So more again says true today naspa. That's what it says here. You learn out from chatis. It's like extra. It's not really. You don't have to learn it out from chatis. You know it by its own kabbonis. The boy yisema. Another teretz says no, that the last din of yamin you do not know by shar kabbonis. Why? I'll tell you, so below Rabbi Shimon, that we hold like Rabbi Shimon. The Yom Rabbi Shimon says, Etzpa leboy kuna. True, whenever the Pasuk says the word Etzpa, that means the special Etzpa, the right hand. But kuhuna, even though the Pasuk says the word kuna, still boy Etzpa. It has to say the word Etzpa also. So there are certain kabbonis that only said the word kuna, so I would not know it means Yemin. How do I know it means needs Yemin? That will be the limud from Achatis. Now, Oshem, what do we do with the word Oshem? In other words, this whole Brisa, the second Brisa, the name of Rabbi Kiva, the way Rabbi Kiva is dashing this Pasuk. Before we brought down how the other Mandiyom dashing this Pasuk, the Sekish. Now we'll bring it down the way Rabbi Kiva dashings. So when the Pasuk says the word Oshem over here, again from that same Pasuk that says, Zay Sater Lailov La Mincha Lachatus Lo Yoshem, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the word Oshem? He dashes like this, Ma Oshem. Just like by Korban Oshem, it's bones. Amutom, Rashi says, meaning lasas mem kalim. You can make whatever you want with it. You can make kalim out of it. Rashi says, Ani shemati, I heard sherei nechul lekanim. Because why? The bones are given over to the kanim. V'noisa biatzamas l'shayach, and there's no issa noisa on the kanim. So therefore, because noisa is only shayach and adavra nechal. So therefore, pshita like. Since the bosser of the Oshem is given over to the Kohen, so when the Kohen gets the bones, he can do whatever he wants. There's no issa noisa chal on the bones. So therefore, Ma Oshem, at meisa mutarim, af kol at meisa mutarim. It means from any korban, the bones are muta. Like Rashi says, it means vafilu oilo, even a korban oilo. Also, the bones are muta. Even though we have before, when it's attached to the meat, there's one alocha, but the bones by itself has no kedusha, he can do whatever you want, it's muta. I've called that's myself mutarim. Now, Omar Rav says, Pshitali, to me it's poshit, it's simple, that the dam chatis lamata. Let's say the dam from a korban chatis.